for a closet that's going to be built in San Antonio. And it turned out that the company has branches in both cities, and this man is a first cousin to the people that are in San Antonio. And so before the day was even done, everything had been emailed to him. He had been out on the job site and had measured. He had come back with a confirmation and a quote, and the next day they began the process. In other words, and yet that is something that could be really overwhelming. You see what we're getting at? Alignment is the key, because in alignment there is leverage that does not come through action.
All right.
You're taking our word. Jerry said to Esther one day, "Have you ordered the airline tickets?" It was when they were flying before they had their first bus. "Have you ordered the tickets?" And Esther said, "No, but I will. It's on my list." But she could not make herself do it. And then the next day he said, "Did you order the tickets yet?" And Esther said, "No, but it's on my list. I'll get right on it." But she could not make herself do it. And now Jerry is beginning to playfully harass her a little bit. "You know, if you wait long, the seats will be limited, or we will pay more for the tickets than we would have to if we order early." And Esther said, I know. I will get right to it." But she couldn't make herself do it. And then one night, days later, she was putting herself into her bed, doing some basking, and all of a sudden she had an overwhelming impulse to go to the telephone and call Continental Airlines and book some tickets. And when the bright person on the other end of the phone addressed her, Esther said, "I have several that I need to do. Do you have time to take care of them all tonight?" And the woman said, "Of course, I'm here for you." And Esther began giving her her dates and cities. And the woman said repeatedly, more than a dozen times, "I cannot believe your good fortune. These seats were not here 10 minutes ago. I cannot believe your good fortune. These seats were not here." And every flight, Esther booked nearly 6 months of flights in that one setting, because everything was going so well. Every flight flew. Not one was delayed. Their luggage was there. In other words, all of that was in the vortex. But Esther had to be in alignment with what was in the vortex to rendezvous with something that could be so efficient. So in less time than it usually took to book one or two airline tickets, she booked 6 months worth of tickets and got fabulous results, getting in the vortex. So Jerry, watching her from the outside, may very well have felt critical. He wasn't, and he wasn't openly critical, just humorously harassing her a little bit. But most people looking on would say, "You're not doing anything about moving toward getting those tickets." And what we're wanting you to understand is that you've already moved toward getting those tickets. The tickets that you want are already in your vibrational escrow. What you're waiting for is the inspiration. Our friend earlier was talking about indecision. And we mockingly, in a way, said, if you don't feel the impulse to do it, then don't do it. In other words, indecision is no energy moving. And the way to overcome indecision or overwhelmment is to work on getting in the vortex, and then you'll be amazed at how much will be taken care of for you. So Esther was at her greatest place of overwhelmment to date in her life experience, and they were sitting in a restaurant eating a very fast lunch with more things to do on Esther's to-do today list than she could do in many, 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 many days. 10 people could not have accomplished her list that day. And she carried the list around day after day, and it mocked her with its words, "things to do today." And so while they're waiting for their food to come, Esther is looking down the list, and the more she looked, the more overwhelmed she felt, and the more overwhelmed she felt, the more things she thought of that she needed to do that she would put on her list. In other words, it was like a vicious cycle of overwhelmment. And so lunch came, and they played with the waiter for a little bit, and then Esther said to us, once she was distracted from her list for a moment, "Abraham, what should I do? I have too much to do. What should I do?" And they were sitting at a restaurant with a big paper placemat, and we said, "Draw a line down the center of this placemat, and right across the top of the left side of it, things I will do today, and underline will. And on the other side of the placemat, write things I would like the universe to tend to." And then we said to Esther, "Go through your list one item at a time. And if it's something that you will do today, something that you must do, or something that you want to do, put it on your side of the list." So Esther went through the list. There were pages. She went through the list of these items that they had gathered up, and she selected a handful of items, and she put them on her side of the placemat. And then we said,